This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
So I was reading the RTDNA website the other day, and they had an article about a new poll done by the Monmouth University Polling Institute. And this poll found that 77% of Americans believe responsible journalists report fake news at least occasionally. And 31% believe we report fake news regularly.
I was really surprised by this, and maybe I don't think I'm being naive, but I see that 77% of Americans believe responsible journalists report fake news at least occasionally. And that incites to me that professional reporters who are working at our newsrooms and so forth, they somehow conspire and get together at their daily meetings and say, what can we do to shock or get attention with producing something or putting together something that's a complete forgery or a fraud? I'm really surprised to see that many people first think that. And I wonder maybe if the question would have been better stated or put together as to say that maybe how many people believe that reporters or TV stations, radio, newspapers have a lean or a bend or a bias. And perhaps maybe that might be a true reflection of this. But it's very disconcerting to read that facts from that survey.
Yeah, it's important to note that fake news means something different to everybody. So what I might consider fake news, when I'm having a conversation with someone, they may not even agree with my definition of fake news. I thought it was really scary that 42% in this poll believe responsible journalists report fake news intentionally in order to push an agenda. That is definitely not something that I have ever done while working in the news business, not something that I've ever taught my students. And I think it's people looking at maybe cable news networks that do have an agenda in some instances, and they're looking at everybody in the same light, and they shouldn't be taking everyone in the same light.
Yeah, there is a difference between this general term, the media, and the word choice, journalist. And I feel like perhaps these are getting interchanged a little bit. I don't think true journalist reporters are pushing an agenda other than to hold the powerful accountable, report the truth, be accurate, fact check, those types of things. Whereas if you talk media in general, then you could be talking about a blogger who's coming from a particular point of view. You could be talking about talk shows on some of these so-called cable news channels where, yes, there is an agenda being pushed. But perhaps when you get into the newscast aspect of those cable channels, what you're seeing is actually journalism being done rather than advocacy of some sort.
Absolutely. I think the term media is kind of morphed into something that's pejorative, where it's now including every last person with on-air commentary or a blog or lashing out, but they're not truly a journalist. And apparently that's where we're going with this. And so I think it comes back to, I think, educating yourself as a news consumer, as we've talked about on this program before, and asking yourself what is truly objective journalism and who's truly a journalist and who is giving me the service that I need and who is just casting aspersions and commentary.
Yeah, and I think listeners might remember we had previously talked about the Sinclair promo where they had ordered all of their stations and all the anchors at their stations to record this promo that they had written out of corporate, and no one was allowed to change anything. It had to be exactly as is. One of the lines in there was, unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think. This is extremely dangerous to democracy. A lot of people had problems with that line. Now, some of the things that they said in that promo, yeah, there are problems where people are sharing false information on social media and, just talking to one another. Maybe they don't have all the facts. And occasionally the media will get some of the facts wrong, but we go back and we fix those errors. Media. What is media? Well, you probably have seen some fake news from certain media outlets, but it wasn't necessarily a responsible journalism organization that was putting it out there. And when they recorded this promo saying exactly what I just told everyone, people took issue. Not only journalists across the country took issue, we took issue weeks ago, and also the anchors reading this promo, they took issue with it. Many of them did, although they were forced to do it. The choice was leave the station and be sued potentially because of a contract that's keeping them in it, or read it and keep getting a paycheck and supporting their families. And many people took that option where they wanted to stay at the station and do journalism. But many journalists do not feel the way that this corporate entity is, making them. What they're dictating to them, at least.
Well, I believe, as I said several weeks ago when we discussed this promo, it is dangerous to democracy to be pushing agendas and to be promoting fake news. My problem is that I think Sinclair is one of the purveyors of this type of thing, and so it's kind of the pot calling the kettle black. We talked about this Sinclair promo probably a month ago. Mm-hmm. Why do you suppose this has all of a sudden become a big thing? It seemed like it took several weeks before people really caught on and got upset about what these anchors were being forced to read on the air.
Apparently this is a weak attempt to maybe cover themselves or to look like they're trying to be above board. But this is definitely just drips with hypocrisy and very propagandish. And This is not how this should be working, and this is not how it should be operating to resemble something that's state-run media. I don't think that's too far flung to say that. And these folks have this reputation, and this is the standard of which they go by, and they're setting a very dangerous precedent by doing this. And it's seemingly unapologetic, but apparently that's the nature of this company, and we have to attack them and we have to question them and call them on the carpet, so to speak, when something like this happens.
Rich, I think people took issue finally with what Sinclair was forcing their anchors to do because of that video that was released by Deadspin. Mm-hmm. They had edited all together all of these clips of different Sinclair stations and had them tell the story, and you could see the whole promo was how it was read by every single station. And you have dozens of different stations shown how they're dressed. They were told that they could not wear red or blue or even purple to not pick a political party. They were ordered to do all these things. So you notice like everybody how they're dressed. You notice how they're all reading the script. Some look not very happy about it, but they're doing it. But it really helped show people what was going on when they saw this video that was edited together of all the Sinclair stations reading this promo. And that's what really kicked it off, although we had been discussing this previously. That's what people what started worrying people was that this is what it looks like. And it was finally a visual thing that people could latch on and go, oh, no, wait a minute. I don't like this.
Well, I thought the words were bad enough. I did not realize these anchors were told what they could and could not wear, especially when you think red and blue, toss in some white. Aren't those the American colors to ban? To ban them from wearing red, white, and blue seems a little unusual, but I guess that's why I'm not running that corporation.
all these things that you mentioned, it's the antithesis of a free press. And, if we can't have a free and independent press to be, vigorous in finding out what the truth is and presenting it in a neutral way, what do we have? We don't have a leg to stand on, and this is just eroding that going with a concept like this.
We have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.